This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces on Tuesday raided one of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza's north and bombarded the south with airstrikes that killed at least 28 Palestinians. They are pressing ahead with their offensive with renewed backing this week from the United States despite rising international alarm. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday the United States was launching a multinational operation to safeguard commerce in the Red Sea from Houthi militant attacks as incidents involving the Iran-backed Yemeni group increased, forcing more major shipping companies to reroute. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
While on a trip to Bahrain, home to the U.S. Navy's headquarters in the Middle East,
we've launched Operation Prosperity Guardian.
Austin met with ministers from more than 40 nations. He called on them to contribute as he condemned reckless Houthi actions.
That operation is bringing together more than a dozen countries from around the world to conduct joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Austin said the United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, the Seychelles, and Spain were among nations involved in the security operation.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday he was confident the U.S. would not, quote-unquote, betray his country by withholding crucial wartime funding as it fights off a Russian invasion. Aid for Ukraine has been held up by Republicans in the U.S. Congress, and the White House has warned that it will run out of the end of the year if not renewed. He also said he expected the European Union to approve a 50 billion euro aid package soon.